Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hey folks, Brian Strauser, Principal and CEO at BrightPath here, and welcome back to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This week, I want to continue our discussion on workplace violence and threat management programs by talking about how to categorize a threat in terms of severity. We like to keep our threat severity discussions relatively simple and think about organizing threats as either low, medium, or high. A low-risk threat would be a threat that is a general security incident with non-specific threats. In these cases, this might require, it might involve general security support in a situation. It might involve a simple employment dispute and involve primarily indirect threats. So if we think back to last week's episode where we were talking about the threat incident risk factors and how to evaluate those risks against those risk factors, evaluate the threat rather against the risk factors, that's really what we're doing here. We're looking at this low-risk threat. We're looking at those threat incident risk factors, and we look at it and say, well, there's not many of these risk factors present. So a good example of a low-risk threat would be when your company's call center receives an anonymous call that's a non-specific threat to blow up your headquarters location. It's literally someone calls and says, I'm unhappy about this refund that I didn't get, and so I'm going to blow up your headquarters in Minneapolis. Well, and then hangs up. That's not a very specific threat. There's nothing specific there. There's not a lot of directness. There's not a lot of detail. There's nothing actionable. There's no outlining of a plan. It's just somebody who's mad and they're kind of blowing off steam. Should you still communicate this? Should you still evaluate it? Should you still think about, are there preventive measures? Sure. But again, this is a low risk situation. Next, we think about how we categorize a medium risk threat. Factors here could be multiple repeated threats about the same situation or from the same individual, repeated angry outbursts, a repeated pattern of harassment or violent behavior. It could be a subject with multiple risk factors present, the risk factors that we talked about in last week's episode, or it could be a strong suicide threat where those threat risk factors we spoke about last week for suicide are present in this individual. And so you've chosen to classify this as a medium risk threat. An example would be a current employee at your company who's made a public threat of suicide. They have had recent performance issues and problems and a recent uptick in grievances towards their supervisor. So this is a medium risk situation. This is one that probably requires a threat action plan. You may need to take some specific safety and security measures in response to this. Definitely worth active intervention in determining the right threat management strategy to put into place. And then finally, we have high-risk threats. This would be where you have a specific, direct, and actionable threat made, or perhaps threats made against multiple victims. It could be a subject with multiple confirmed risk factors that are present. Or it could be a medium risk threat that's occurred, but it involves a weapon, and you know that the individual has access to that weapon. An example for a high risk threat could be a former employer making multiple specific threats against a manager, that this individual is known to possess firearms and had a previous arrest for terroristic threats involving a firearm. Clearly a high risk threat. Definitely one where immediate action is likely warranted through your threat management process. The way that these threats should be evaluated is through a threat management process and a threat management team that has the right expertise, internal and external to the organization, to understand and evaluate the threat and make the right recommendations in terms of developing a plan that needs to be followed to ensure the safety and security of your employees. These are topics we'll talk about in next week's episode, where we will walk through a sample of a workplace violence and threat management framework that you can use for your organization. If you'd like an easy-to-use one-page graphic outlining the threat severity levels that we just discussed, low, medium, and high, and examples of these situations, visit brightpath.com/42. That's brightpath.com/42, and we'll have that available for download as a part of this episode. That's it for this episode of Managing Uncertainty. Tune in next week and we'll walk through our workplace violence and threat management program. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe through your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.